Now that brings me to the 55th Psalm here. We're hitting, as we've said, the high points. It's another Maskell Psalm, Psalm of Instruction, and it's the last in this series that we have put together of these four very outstanding psalms. Now, will you notice, it is, I think, the darkest days of the darkest period in the history of the world. That is, it is the tribulation at its darkest moment. And the man of sin, the personal Antichrist, is fully portrayed, I think, here in this psalm in a very remarkable way. And this is something I'm sure that many that are even students of prophecy have never considered before. Now, there is a background of this psalm. It says to the chief musician on Neginath, Maskell, a psalm of David. Now, what is the background of it, though? We're not told. I think this is one he wanted us to seek out. You will recall that when David's own son, Absalom, led a rebellion against him, David left Jerusalem. He found out that a great many had gone over to Absalom, and he did not want Jerusalem and Mount Zion, his beloved city, destroyed. So he went back out to the caves of the earth to be there. Now, here is one that has betrayed David, as we shall see in this psalm. And it goes back to the experience that he had. You'll recall that when he went out weeping, and word was brought to him that Ahithophel had gone over to the side of Absalom, and Ahithophel had just been actually one of his cabinet, been very close to David, and he now had gone over to the other side and betrayed him. I'm turning back now to pick up two verses, 2 Samuel chapter 15, verses 30 and 31. Listen to this. And David went up by the ascent of Mount Olivet and wept as he went up and had his head covered. And he went barefoot, and all the people that was with him covered every man his head, and they went up weeping as they went up. And one told David, saying, Ahithophel is among the conspirators with Absalom. And David said, O Lord, I pray thee, turn the counsel of Ahithophel into foolishness. And I think, by the way, God did that. But I would say this is one of the most remarkable psalms that we have. Now, I'm going to hit high points here, but I want to note the last part of it in particular. He says, as he opens this psalm, give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication. Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint and make a noise. David, I tell you, he's like, you know, the squeaking wheel gets the grease. David says, I'm making a noise before you, Lord. I'm crying out to you because I'm in a desperate situation. I've been betrayed by a friend. And he says, verse 3, because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked, for they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath they hate me. My heart is very pained within me, and the terrors of death are fallen upon me. David did not know but what he'd be slain, you see, at that time. And especially when those that were around him had deserted him.